Does your majesty have any advice for us? The king said, oh no, it's all right. Everything possible to do, you have done it and are doing it. There's not much that we can advise you. And the king said, we are humble in front of all your enduring sacrifice and achievement for this planet. It's quite a challenge, quite a great sacrifice, and quite many achievements. Well, thank you, Your Majesty. Thank you. You're so too humble. Please stay as long as you please, and also to bless this poor world, to have more long-lasting peace, and for beings to have comfortable life, at least like in an astral heaven. We thank you. We thank you. Bless you, sir. I'm sorry you do not have the differentiation between the genders, but I still address you as sir, as per the etiquette of this planet's people. When they respect someone, they address them as sir or madam. In my case, I'm just saying, sir, because you look so magnificent as a king. Even if I say, madam, it would be the same. Thank you so much for your precious gift. I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled to be the recipient of your kindness, powerful generosity, and goodwill. This gift will benefit my work for this world indirectly. We continue our conversation with the King of Youth, but this part of the conversation, as per His Majesty's request, we do not openly reveal it to the physical world. Is there anything else, Your Majesty, that we should discuss? The king said, no, that is sufficient for now. If there is any more conversation, you can address it to me while I am still in your world. Well, thank you, sir. How long will you stay with us to bless this humble planet so we have more peace, more elevation of spiritual status, not just for one person, or a group of people, but for the whole world? How long will you stay for that? The king said, you will do wonderful work for your world. There's no need for us to interfere or do anything more than what you can already do. But thank you, sir. We can always use more and more blessing from anywhere possible. But be comfortable while you stay with us. If you will. Will you, sir? Well, not long. After about 5 days of Earth time, we will be ready to depart and return to our abode. Wow, that's very short. But thank you very much anyway. Thank you, thank you, and thank you.
I requested His Majesty to stay longer, so the king agreed to stay for 9 days total. He further said,
5 days is what we need to charge our equipment, instrument, to return home. because this instrument is not using any of the fuel or any means from this world, but has to be recharged by our own spiritual inner power. Oh, wow, that is wonderful, wonderful. So we just leave you in peace so you can work inwardly to recharge your, what we call, flying instrument to return home. Thank you for your time, your precious presence, and you bring so many of your highest achieved retinue. We thank them also. May you rest always, always in peace, grace, and the blessing of God, the utmost powerful. Thank you again, sir. Thank you, all of you, the ones who accompany your precious king. We would like to offer the king a specially prepared place, but the king of youth and the retinue will continue to stay in their own instrument, our vehicle, to rest and to charge the vehicle at the same time. We understand that. So we bid His Majesty and His retinue farewell, hoping we can see you soon again in the very near future, whenever you deem fit to visit us and bless our planet again. May God always bestow upon you the highest possible blessing and grace. Amen. It's past midnight here, my time. Wow, wow. I have to add that the king has been a Buddha for long, 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 long time. You cannot remember how long it's been already. But His Majesty, the King of Youth, still looks so young, handsome, I mean good-looking, and has a feminine and masculine impression. It radiates out for others to see, as if he's only 20. Wow, this is a miracle. I bet all of the people on this planet would like to have such fortune, privilege, and power to stay so young and forever young like that. It's impressive. It's beautiful to behold. The recorded conversational meeting now was on the 29th of June 2026 from 10:30. Until past midnight because of some disruption by the zealous ghost group through one of my so-called disciples. I told you, if they can't disturb me directly, they will use some of my working team people to make trouble. But oh, there were so many unfortunate things happening to me that our parent Mapa, God utmost powerful, has intervened and helped me. Otherwise, I couldn't finish the conversation with the King of Youth. I was having to fight on different sides at the same time in the middle of the conversation with the King of Youth. During the fight against these zealous ghosts, I had to use all the power because these ghosts, they are embedded in the person of that so-called disciple. Then they all look just like him, one. That is a trouble. But we done that, and it's related to his relationship with his own family member, or one of who is a witch. Strong witch, not normal witch. But God has taken the rest of her, in His words, worldly magic, so that she will no longer be able to use the zealous ghost to be sent nearby to trouble me. We thank God immensely. I thank God so much. Father, you love me so much. Thank you very much. Last night was a very unsettling, uncomfortable situation, witnessed even by the King of Peace and the far, 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 far away King of Youth. I apologized profoundly, deeply, and repeatedly, embarrassingly. I feel so sorry for him, for him, yes, but because he, I just say he, but they don't have gender in his sacred Buddha's land. It had like a masculine image, so I just call him he, but don't be mistaken. It's not a he like a he in our mundane worldly sense, okay? So I apologized profusely many times, repeatedly, but he said to me, no, no, no. We are sorry for you that you have to go through a lot because the world karma torments you. We feel very sorry for you. We're not thinking anything negative about your actions, your reactions, your expressing anything at all during your fight. As a King of Youth, we have also been through many similar situations before Buddhahood, though they were not as brave as this. So there's no need to worry and apologize. We understand you completely, and we feel only sympathy and sorrow for you. I myself know what he said is true, and he meant it, but I'm still feeling so embarrassed, showing my strength and temper during my fight. It's just that I didn't want anybody to see it, because fighting is not pleasant, it's not pretty.
But the day before that, and the night before that, I was already very, very exhausted, trying to cover this so-called disciple with all my possible strength, because the three gods, the God of Thunder, God of Lightning, God of Rain, were looking for that person and wanted to destroy him. The reason was they knew that he is the instrument for the zealous ghosts that were bothering me, disturbing me, and troubling me for a long time already. At least many, many, many months. And because they are embedded in him through the magic of his relative, his family member. So it was difficult to kind of detach him from these zealous ghosts. So they just wanted to destroy his physical body to be able to destroy the ghosts. But I can't just let him die like that. It's not his fault. He's the opposite, you know, the opposite image and actions or anything in comparison to the relative who is a very bad witch. Remember the one who tried to kill me by the magical power a couple of years ago? That's the same one. And afterward, we tried to dismantle her magical ability, but it took a long time because it involved so many others. You know, more powerful magicians in the underworld and in the magical world, and living persons involved in that family, etc. So I have been suffering a lot these recent few years because of their vicious attacks. Now it's done. I'm so thankful to God Almighty for helping on time. I truly hope and pray to God, my loving Father, that I will be able to work for you more smoothly, more peacefully, and get the job done before I pass on, pass away from this transitional period of time and place and space, the planet, this planet. I'm still not all here, but I'm fine.
Do not worry. I'm just telling you some pieces of my life story in case it's interesting for you to know. Maybe it is, but I'm okay, you know? I'm also the king of Dharma, turning wheel. So I will be all right.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.